What is going on for everybody? I hope everybody's having a great day today. This is trial number three of the Mom and Son podcast experience. I'm your host, Carter.
Hey, Granny on the mic.
And we have a special guest here today.
Lindsay, a.k.a. Lover.
Yep, the most beautiful girl in the universe is here today. All right, so we're going to be talking about our morning. We had a lot of drama early this morning.
It was an early morning for all of us.
And yeah, all right, so this morning at, you know, probably 6:30 in the morning, we had a little bit of a meltdown by a three-year-old in the house who shall remain nameless.
We'll just go call him Curly.
Yeah, we'll call him the Afro terrorist. I hope that doesn't offend anyone. But, all right, I guess this is what the story was from the mother of the child with the curly fro. He was having a little bit of a meltdown because he did not want to wear his boots, and so he cried, and...
I gotta chime in real quick. Okay. First of all, I was one of the witnesses in the morning drama, and first of all, his mom kept telling him, "Are you getting dressed in there? Are you getting dressed in there?" According to him, he was. When I peeked in his room, he was basically eating a waffle in bed, watching TV. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so... He was crying all day about his blue boots that he wears because it's cold out. And so he did not want to wear them to school. So the mom said, "Get in the car."
The mom first said, "You do not have to wear your boots."
Yeah, the mom said, "You don't have to wear your boots. You don't even have to wear shoes if you want. We just got to get you to school." So anyway, so events happen. They're in the car now. He's still wearing the boots. He's complaining, "I need to take them off. If I don't take them off, or if you don't take them off, I am going to pee. I'm going to car seat.
Yeah. He just decided to, so, from the drive from the house to the school.
Yeah, so they're driving to school. It's like a 10-minute drive. And they say, he's still complaining, "I need to take these boots off, you know." And he says, "If I don't take the boots off, I'm going to pee." And the mom was like, "Do not pee in the car. Do not pee." And he says, "Well, I'm doing it right now." So a lot of things happen. They get to school finally. And, I mean, what would you do if you had a soaking wet three-year-old in 15-degree weather? And it's
still in the boots.
Yes, yeah, still in the boots. So they get there. The boots finally come off because they're probably soaking wet with pee. So imagine being in front of daycare in Michigan where it's 15 degrees outside, and you got to take off the pants. So now there's a three-year-old in a driveway, no pants on. I don't even know if he had socks on at the time. No socks on. So I'm sure he's probably crying or something is happening. And the mom just said, "Get inside." You know, they cleaned him up, I'm sure, and just mostly said, "Have a good day at school."
Left him. So meanwhile, the Afro terrorist was standing in the driveway.
Yes. All right. So a naked three-year-old goes to school. So that's one of the big stories today, guys. One of the big stories. So I had a doctor's appointment today for my ear because I am turning into my grandpa where he can't hear. But anyways, so.
I hope he listens to this.
I'm sure he won't, but. He knows that I'm just joking around.
He did have an ear infection.
I have an ear infection.
We took him to the doctors. Okay.
Yeah, so I went to the doctors, and I just had a slight ear infection, no big deal. Three prescriptions later, 25-minute wait at CVS.
And low pulse.
Yeah, I had super, super low blood pressure, so if I pass out right now... I'm healthy. I don't have high blood pressure, which is good. And I do have a great heart rate of like 52 beats a minute.
Good job.
Which is pretty stellar. So that was my day.
Let me get Lover. Do you want to chime in on like how healthy he is?
I am very healthy.
His sweet pulse and everything.
I'm very healthy.
Yes. You are very healthy.
I'm healthy.
Just without your infection. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do like to eat out. I'll give you that. And I do probably eat out a little too much.
But we eat a lot. We go out for dinner.
Yeah, but the thing is,
and then we get coffee in the morning.
Yeah, that's like our day. Yeah, I really don't eat like lunch or like breakfast. You know, I mostly will have like a coffee in the morning, an iced caramel coffee with cream, no sugar. But then, I mean, I mostly don't eat because I'm always busy. I'm either working or going to school.
But you were kind of at the doctor's a little bit concerned with some of the questions.
You
fill out like a 3-page questionnaire.
Yeah, so they do. I've never really done the paperwork before, so.
Yeah, actually, he's never done the paperwork ever.
But yeah, so that's pretty much, you know, what happened. I did do a lot of the paperwork. I did all of it because I am a
adult. Took and just made one straight line down.
They said, "Do you have any of these disabilities?" And I straight line all the way down, no check marks.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, because I'm super healthy. Thing, yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you have low blood pressure. you don't gotta worry about stuff like that. I mean, so yeah. I mean, it was a good day. I thought. I don't know. What do you guys? How was your guys' day?
Good. I was with you this whole morning, and now half this group's off to the gym.
Yeah, we're all about to go get shredded at the gym. Because I did
You're
step
going?
Off. No, I'm going to my gym.
Oh.
I did step on the scale and I got weighed, and it looked like I was holding a 15-pound dumbbell. That was the only thing that kind of sucked.
I did hear, Laura, are you guys working out to get the butts?
Yeah. Oh, we're doing legs today. Which, is it going to work out our butt?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. So, I'm going to...
Tell them about the...
Oh, the challenge. Yeah. Okay, so, I saw this on YouTube today, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my god, me and Ashley have to do it. And this girl, she did 100 butt thrusts, or whatever.
Butt thrusts.
She was thrusting with her butt.
It This is a great thing.
She's butt.
I'm sitting between Carter and Lover right now.
What is a
butt thrust? I'm so concerned.
It's pretty simple. I mean, especially when you have low
Why
blood
she
pressure.
Want to improve
you
your
can just.
Butt
no, okay. The real term is
concerned,
glute
Granny.
What are you doing?
But why are you showing us your butt thrust right now? Stop. Just stop.
Ooh la la.
Oh, stop it. I'm sitting down.
I am in the room, okay? I have not gone anywhere. Stop thrusting your butt in front of Carter.
Mom, stop.
Okay. Anyways. So you do 100 of them for a day for 30 days, and it's supposed to, like, make your butt grow 2 inches. Yeah. So we're going to do that.
Ooh, 2 inches.
That's a lot. 2 inches.
Everyone's going to be like, wow, is that a shelf now?
They're going to be like, yeah, it is.
That, I mean, you can try
like,
to put a cup on. That is my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
It's like, Lindsay, hold my coffee in the morning.
And I'll be so able
She's just standing.
Yeah.
Hold my coffee for a second.
Nice. I'm concerned.
Yeah, so I feel like that's it.
All right,
guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If you did, you guys can subscribe anywhere where you listen to podcasts. We're going to be on Apple Podcasts, hopefully by the end of this week, and Spotify and all the other platforms. And if you really super enjoyed it, you guys can leave a small donation so we can continue to do this. I mean, if not, it's all good. I care, but I don't. But all right, take care, everyone.